Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, I send you where you're going to be treated like family. They're going to take care of you and get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Got a great show planned for everybody today. Finally, you got a good night in the NBA playoffs. I mean, can somebody put together a decent game? We still can't get a road win, but at least we had some great finishes last night. You got the Panthers back in action tonight. We still have all the drama, the fallout from the Heat, Caleb Martin, Jason Tatum, Brian Scalabrine. There's a whole lot going on there. But first, you guys know with all of this action, Bet Online, that's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, for all of our Jewish friends out there, happy Passover, of course. Had a Seder last night. Was able to get home, catch the majority of the basketball games. Tonight, we got a Seder right here in the Zaslow Mansion. That's right, we're doing it right here. But we are obviously, we're counting down the hours at this point. 7:30 tonight. Panthers, Lightning. Look, I got my shirt on here. You can see right there. I got my Carter Verhaeghe Panthers shirt on. The Panthers looking to take a 2-0 series lead. We're very fired up over that. Okay, but first things first, let's get to the big story. And that's everything going on with your Miami Heat right now. So we know the big story going into game number two. And I was on this, by the way, on Sunday, because the game happened Sunday. I was on ESPN Radio hosting game night on Sunday night. And I'm like, the storyline going into game two now, because most people don't think this is going to be a series. The Heat are not going to win this series. I already told you, the Heat are not going to get swept, but the Heat are not going to win this series, so you got to find some juice somewhere else if you're the media, and we now know the story going into this game number two tomorrow, and likely the entire series, is Caleb Martin, Jason Tatum, is there going to be some type of follow-up? I think you could expect at this point, you know, the Celtics, and who knows? It probably won't be Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's a goon, but it probably won't be Jaylen Brown because he's a fake tough guy. There'll be someone else who comes in off the bench, and they wind up committing a hard foul on the Heat. And look, the referees, you better have control of this situation because it's going to be a thing, especially in Boston tomorrow night. It's going to be a very hostile environment, and they're going to want blood. They're going to want somebody to foul hard someone on the Heat's end, even though we all know at this point it's bullshit, all the outcry. And, you know, look, my guy Scalabrine, he started. Like, I don't even know. I wonder if it even would have been a thing if not for what Scal said. Because, again, this is a series that, yes, it's got juice to it because it's the Heat and Celtics, but it's not going to be a competitive series. And then you got Scalabrine who comes out on NBC Sports Boston after the game and not only calls it a dirty play by Caleb Martin, which we know at this point is ridiculous for two things. Number one, this is the part where it really surprised. A couple things really surprised me about Scal here, where Caleb Martin is clearly pushed in the back by Jrue Holiday. And I also, you could see, he's going up for a tip slam. So yeah, he's playing hard still. If you got a problem with Caleb Martin and the Heat playing hard still, down by 16 points with 90 seconds left, that's on you. That's where the league is now, where guys don't play hard. That's on you. So I was surprised with Scal in that regard, that he even went on the post-game show and spoke about Caleb Martin and it being a dirty play, because you could clearly see that Jrue Holiday pushes him in the back. But the most surprising part, and I think this is probably where Heat fans, and I think this is also probably where the Miami media, I think the place where they get most upset is that Scal is accusing Eric Spoelstra of being a dirty coach. He's accusing Eric Spoelstra of, in that timeout with 90 seconds left, in his words, ordering a code red, ordering the team to go out there and commit a hard or dirty foul. I mean, these are his words. He thought the play was Bush. He thought the play was shady. Those are his words. And, I mean, forget that the league just came out, like you saw it yesterday, right, where you get the anonymous player poll, because NBA players won't put their name next to it. You get the anonymous player poll where the coach that they would least like to play for is Tom Thibodeau, which makes all the sense in the world because the NBA player is as soft as tissue paper. They're not going to want to play for a coach who coaches you hard. It's why the New York Knicks are a good team. And the coach that they would want to play for the most happens to have been voted Eric Spoelstra. And if you've been around Eric Spoelstra for any amount of time, which I was for 13 years, there is nothing controversial about him in regards to any type of dirty play. Is this Heat team super physical? Yup. Do they toe the line? Yup. But there is nothing dirty about that player, and certainly nothing dirty about that coach. So I was surprised that Scal still took that tact where you could clearly see Caleb Martin is pushed by Jrue Holiday. But I'm even more surprised, and I think the place where, you know, the fans here, but also the media are even insulted, was because you're insinuating that Eric Spoelstra is a dirty coach. And that part, that's not cool. Now, the Heat didn't practice yesterday, so no one spoke. I assume they're practicing today. Somebody's going to ask Eric Spoelstra about that. So I'm interested in how Spoelstra responds to essentially the accusation that he's a dirty coach. That's something to keep an eye on. Now, so we'll address all the Scal stuff again. Look, we got Twitter Jam coming up. I'm not going to spoil it yet for you, but you could do the math here what Twitter Jam's about. The NBA, they mentioned this morning, they are not upgrading Caleb Martin's foul. Forget about, you know, Scal was calling for a fine, a suspension. They're not even upgrading it to a flagrant foul, let alone a fine or a suspension, which, I mean, how long could that conversation even have taken? A minute? Like, there's nothing about that. I'm sorry. There's once you see Drew Holiday pushes him, there is nothing about that play that would tell you that Caleb Martin should be upgraded to a flagrant foul. So that's going to be fireworks again tomorrow. My guess is it's going to be someone on the Celtics. And look, that's fine. If this, we're going to muck it up. The Heat are going to play this game a certain style in order to try and keep this close. They're not going to be dirty, but they're going to muck it up. And if the Celtics want to make a thing out of it, all right. If you want to do something dirty, if you're Boston, which I do expect them to. If you look, Jaylen Brown's a goon. If you want to do something dirty, which is what I expect, it's going to be this pressure from the crowd, from the media. Somebody's going to have to defend what happened from game number one. If the Celtics want to get dirty, fine. The Heat have nothing to lose. The Celtics have everything to lose. So if the Celtics want to make this a dirty series, all right, that's bad news for you. So we'll see how the Celtics wind up responding tomorrow. And like I said, I think they're going to send someone out there to do something dirty. The Heat, all right, if you want to play that game, fine. The worst part about Scalabrine's comments were questioning Eric Spoelstra's character. And my guess is, and I listen to a bunch, you guys know I listen to Frank and Scal every morning, SiriusXM, NBA Radio. And by the way, George Sedano, Pacific guy, he made an appearance with Frank and Scal this morning. Sedano did an excellent job defending the Heat, did an excellent job defending Eric Spoelstra. You got to give it up for Pacific guy. Good job out of Sedano. Even though he's out there in LA, he was repping Heat culture this morning. Excellent job out of him. So Sedano went on there this morning. And I will say, I think Scal probably feels bad about the Spoelstra part. Like, about insinuating that he wanted them to do something dirty. I will tell you, though, and if you watched any of the, what was the series called? Showtime, right? Was it called Showtime on HBO? The series with the, you know, about the Lakers and the Celtics. You got Adrian Brody playing Pat Riley. Pat Riley, his style, that is something that Pat Riley would have said to his team. Back then, it was a different game. Probably even the 90s Heat. Pat Riley would say something like that. That you go out there, put somebody on the ground. It was a different game back then. I do agree with Scal in regards to the Heat wanting to make the Celtics, quote, feel them. That's absolutely a thing that the Heat do, and that's absolutely a thing that Eric Spoelstra says. Make them feel you. But the idea that it was ordered in a timeout with 90 seconds left in the game is ludicrous and insulting to Eric Spoelstra. He definitely tells his team before the game, leading up to the game, start of the game, make them feel you. But this idea that it took place at the very end of a game that was a blowout, and just all of a sudden he tells his guys, make them feel you, and as a result of him saying that, Caleb Martin goes out and you got to play with Jason Tatum, it's completely disingenuous. You can't possibly believe that that's the way it went down. Speaking of make them feel you, you know what I always think about when I hear that reference? I think of Sheets and Giggles. I love feeling the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. That's right. Sheets and Giggles, they've been a sponsor. You got to support the sponsors that support the show. Sheets and Giggles have been on Zaslow Show 2.0 for over a year now. Once Sheets and Giggles joined the show, that's when I started getting the best sleep of my life. And you can too with the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. Over 100,000 people sleep on their sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows. Rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. Make sure you follow them at Sheets Giggles on Twitter. But if you go right now to SheetsGiggles.com, if this is your first time, number one, what have you been waiting for? Number two, use promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order. So if you've been waiting to find that great deal on a brand new mattress, mattresses are expensive. Use promo code Zaslow at SheetsGiggles.com, 20% off your first order. You get the mattress, the pillows, the comforters, all the bed sheets, your significant other, they're going to thank you. and then they're going to wake up refreshed, looking great in the morning. Look at this, put 'em. Look how good I look right now. That's because I get the best sleep, courtesy of Sheets and Giggles. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, so the Heat get going again tomorrow. Well, you know what? We don't even have to wait. Let's get into it right now. Let's get to Twitter Jam. So, today's edition of Twitter Jam, that's right, it's on the Miami Heat. It's on the Heat, Celtics, Caleb Martin, Jason Tatum, the whole nonsense. And all of this started because of Brian Scalabrine. Brian Scalabrine, he made an appearance on the Lebatard Show yesterday. So this tweet here is from the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz. And here's a quote from Scalabrine. Quote, I'm not saying that he said go run over Tatum and hurt him. I think he said to send a message. If you think that was not said, then I don't think you guys buy into Heat culture. And here's the clip that they attached.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. They show the Jaylen Brown twist on Duncan Robinson's arm. Let's say the Miami Heat show that play 6-7 times in a row before the series, okay? Is that planting a seed? Is that saying we're not going to let this team do this to us? Is that saying... Look at what they did to us. This is what we got to do to them. Are you guys thinking that the Miami Heat went into the series and did not show that play to their players?
I'm thinking that, yes, that play might have been shown. I don't think that they said retaliate in the same way.
No. Well, okay. And then do you think that during that timeout, or during any timeout, by the way, do you think that Eric Spoelstra says, come on, guys, we're down by 32. We're just going to lay down and get punked? We're not going to send a message? Now, I'm not saying he said, go run over Tatum and hurt him. I'm saying, come on, guys. We're going to send a message to these guys. We're on a long series right here. This is what we're going to do. Now, if you think that that was not said throughout that game when they're getting punked by the Celtics, if you think that that was not said, then I think you guys don't like buy into your Heat culture of the biggest, strongest, nastiest, toughest team in the NBA.
All right, so a little back and forth between Scow and Israel. Like I said, I think Scow toned it down a little bit on his show this morning, but as far as the Spoelstra stuff. But the whole sending a message to make you feel them, that's not happening late in the game. That's been happening the entire time leading up to the game. And there's nothing wrong with that. George Sedano, Pacific guy, he chimes in here. In response to that clip on the Lebatard Show, this explanation might be as poorly worded as the initial reckless commentary. It's a word salad that is all conjecture and hypotheticals. You're one of the better local analysts, Scalabrine. You're better than this. Do better. I already told you, I think Scalabrine is the best NBA analyst. George was very worked up, very upset. All right, NBA Central. They're an NBA news aggregate, account, and they tweet out here, Udonis Haslem versus Brian Scalabrine, and they post the picture here. It's a screen grab from Instagram. We're on the Scalabrine clip from Lebatard Show. UD responds with, shut yo sucka ass up. He got pushed. Brian weak ass. UD. Scal's gonna have to walk on the other side of the road if he sees UD here at the end of this week. For games 3 and 4. Everybody's got an opinion about this. How about Peter Vesey climbing out of his hole? I mean, former New York sports writer, NBA writer, Peter Vesey. And he writes, this is a takedown of Scalabrine. Oh, wow, listen to this. B. Scalabrine was an embarrassment as a player. A sieve of inside info to media. As a defiant Dubs aide under Mark Jackson. And now, as a C's analyst. His perverted slant accused Spoelstra, down 16 with 1:16 left, of ordering a hard hit on Tatum. No question why Tatum was in game, of course. Well, the last part there is a good point. Why is Tatum? Why is Jrue Holiday? Why is Jaylen Brown still in the game at that point? Hey, direct that question to Missoula, all right? Peter Vesey, though. Boy, and by the way, Peter Vesey is not relevant. He hasn't been relevant in a very long time. But wow, I mean, he went after Scalabrine there. And next up, This is from Jason Jackson, radio play-by-play for the Miami Heat, of course. And here's Jax. He's responding to the initial clip of Scalabrine post-game on NBC Sports Boston. And Jax says, "Don't get caught up in Scalabrine and this charlatan sideshow. He knows exactly what he's doing." I do think there's an element there where Scal, you know, Boston, Miami, there's a lot of bad blood, especially on the Boston side. We don't have as much bad blood. We own them. We always take that ass. 2011, 2012, 2020, 2023. We always take that ass. There's a lot of bad blood on that side. And I think Scalabrine is sticking up for his team. I think you understand that. Celtics Unite. Celtics Unite tweets out, this is Joe Mazzulla on the Caleb Martin play, quote, "I was waiting to see what Tatum was going to do. I was kind of excited about the whole situation. I enjoyed watching it," end quote. And then it finishes with, "He is a psycho." Yeah. No, I mean, that is apparently the note on Joe Mazzulla, is that he is a psycho. Any coach who, after the whistle is blown, an opposing player is trying to take a shot after the whistle, and he wants his coaching staff and himself to jump in front of the player and try and block shots, I mean, he's an asshole, and he's a psycho. All right, this next tweet is from Celtics on NBC Sports Boston, and it's a quote from Jason Tatum. "Shit's going to happen. Not the last time I'm probably going to get hit like that or fouled in this series." I mean, Tatum's right. It really is a whole lot to do about nothing. NBA Central, they tweet out, this is per Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe, "The NBA will not upgrade Caleb Martin's foul on Jason Tatum to a flagrant or suspension." I mean, it's ridiculous to even waste time on that. The only reason we were wasting any time on that was because Scal brought up that he should be suspended. All right, and finally one more here for you here. This is from Emo Jimmy. He's a big Heat fan. All right, he loves the Heat. And he tweets out here, "Bill Simmons on the Caleb Martin Tatum play. Quote, I thought he got shoved from behind by Jrue Holiday. Guys don't try to hurt each other like that in basketball." And he attached the clip from Simmons' podcast.
By Caleb Martin on Tatum?
No, I thought he got shoved from behind by Jrue Holiday, which everyone missed that part. I watched the replay. I think he was a little off balance and crashed into him.
The first time I saw it, I thought he like ran at him knowing what he's doing. But the like more I saw it, the more I saw it, Tatum gets up in the air. I think Martin expected to meet him in the ground.
Weird. Guys don't try to hurt each other like that in basketball games unless if they do, it's a repeated thing where they're known for it.
All right, and that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. Look, it's important to note, don't let any of this nonsense that we've heard, any of this noise that we've heard over the last couple days about Caleb Martin, don't let any of this distract you from the fact that in Game 7 last year, Caleb Martin scored 26 points at the TD Garden. We own that building. Caleb Martin owns the Boston Celtics. Game 7 in your building for life. Don't let any of this distract you from Caleb Martin, 26 points in Game 7 at Boston to win the Eastern Conference Championship. And Jaylen Brown still cannot dribble with his left hand. Don't let anything you've heard over the last couple days allow you to forget about that. All right, so before we get to Panthers, let's get to the rest of the NBA action from last night, which, by the way, finally, a great night for the NBA playoffs. It only took to the third day, but the first two days were so lousy. All right, you know what's not lousy, though? Making sure you got the great homeowners insurance. That's right. I get my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance, and I do that. I've been with Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now, and the reason I do that is because I want to make sure that, God forbid, something happens to my home, I'm not coming out of pocket, I'm taken care of. I don't delay awake at night wondering, man, how am I going to afford some damage to my home? God forbid something happens. And that's why I have Brunt Insurance on the show. Great sponsor, and I want to make sure you guys take advantage as well. Make sure you get the great homeowners insurance at the most affordable care, the best, most comprehensive coverage, and you can do it right now by finding out what you're looking at. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com, Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they're going to know your area. Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state. Since 2013, they specialize in finding you the most affordable care that offers the best coverage. Hey, I also reached a couple months ago. I switched over to Brunt Insurance, getting my auto insurance coverage from them. You looking for the best coverage? Your automobile, motorcycle, boat? You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. The team at Brunt Insurance has the expertise and the experience to find the right coverage for you. And that includes comprehensive policies for both trailers and motorhomes. There are so many options out there. Let the team at Brunt Insurance make the confusing crystal clear. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. 954-589-2204. Sick night in the NBA last night. So, I didn't see any of, Cleveland Orlando. I put the game on late. It was the NBA TV game. I put the game on late. It was already like a 14-point game late. Cleveland wins 96-86, fine. They go up 2-0. I think Orlando's going to get both games in Orlando. I think this is going to be a series where the home team wins every game. I still think it's a long series. I don't want to see any of that. Is the series over? Can both teams play a home game? All right. I think that's still going to be a long series. Let's get to Knicks-Sixers. Now, full disclosure, I'm rooting for the Knicks. Now, I don't like the Sixers either. And obviously, I hate the Knicks. But I enjoy watching that scene at Madison Square Garden. I enjoy watching that crowd at Madison Square Garden. And for the most part, the real reason I'm rooting for the Knicks here is I think the Knicks have the best chance of taking Boston out. I felt that way since the Knicks acquired OG Anunoby. I think the Knicks are our, because if it came down to Knicks and Celtics, I can't handle the Celtics winning. I can't. I mean, it's why I put out that poll a couple days ago. If you're a Heat fan, who do you hate more, Celtics or Knicks? And for me, it is so far and away the Celtics. I think the Knicks are the best chance in the East. I think Denver would smack the Celtics up. But I think the Knicks are the best chance to knock off the Celtics in the East. So I am rooting for New York in this series. Late in the game, let me play you a couple clips here. Late in the game, all right, so it's a 5-point game. The Knicks get a three. That makes it 101-99. And here is the sequence that came immediately following.
2-point game. Ball knocked loose. And Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo. His shot won't go. Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Anunoby. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a 1-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Madness. The Knicks take the lead on the DiVincenzo three. Incredible. Like, it's a miracle. You get the three. You go for the steal. They get the steal. They get another offensive rebound, and then DiVincenzo buries the three. They go up one. They get a couple free throws. They go up three. Embiid misses a long three at the buzzer. Terrible final possession. Knicks hang on. Garden is rocking. Incredible finish. DiVincenzo hits the three. I'm lying in bed. My wife, like, just fell asleep. I'm lying in bed, and I couldn't keep it. I was, I don't know if I woke or what. I couldn't keep in. That was wild, the finish at the Garden. So the Knicks win. They take a 2-0 series lead. And then post-game, you get, oh my God, Nick Nurse like a crybaby. So Nick Nurse claims here, and you'll hear it, he tries to call timeout when they were inbounding the ball before they inbounded it to Maxey. And then when Maxey's on the ground about to lose the ball, he claims he's trying to call a timeout there also. Here he is crying like a big fat baby after the game.
Well, the first thing is, obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started, and I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention, but I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it. There was no time to talk about it. Matt, you can ask him if you want to. See if he saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure. And I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
All right, Nick Nurse is so off base here. So he even says that he went back and he watched the film. He is so full of shit here because we've all gone back and watched the replays at this point. They hit the three and makes it 101-99. As Lowry is about to inbound the ball to Maxey, he looks like he's about to signal a timeout, but he's not actually signaling a timeout. He has not put his hands together to make the motion. It's like he's waiting. He doesn't know if he wants to. He's about to make the motion. He doesn't quite make the motion. And then he puts his hands up, signaling, oh, no, I don't want the timeout, because they then inbounded the ball. They avoided the five-second violation. So he's claiming there that he was calling timeout. He absolutely never called timeout there. Then a couple seconds go by. Maxey is now on the ground, and he is very clearly signaling a timeout now, except he starts signaling the timeout. Maxey doesn't even have the ball anymore. So the idea that the referee then waved him off, yeah, I'm sure the referee waved him off because his player didn't have the ball. I mean, Nick Nurse, if he's telling the truth that he went back and he watched the tape there of him calling timeout, he is lying. He's either lying about watching it or he is lying to you about what he saw on that tape, because it is clear as day. He never calls timeout when Lowry is trying to inbound the ball. And then when he does call the timeout, Maxey clearly does not have the basketball. I hate that Sixer team. Hate the Knicks too, but I think the Knicks are a fun watch right now. And I also think they're the best chance of knocking off Boston. But that wasn't it. This was some night for the NBA. After a terrible Saturday and Sunday, the association gave you back-to-back incredible finishes. The Nuggets, they come all the way back from 20 down. The game is tied at 99, and the Nuggets have one final possession.
We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. Gives it.
Sick finish in Denver. The Nuggets all mob Jamal Murray. The Lakers, LeBron, you got to go off court. You got to cry somewhere else. They're down 0-2. The Nuggets have beaten the Lakers 10 consecutive times. And now the Lakers have to beat them 4 out of 5 to win this series. I don't want to hear about the series being over. But the Lakers are not winning this series. That doesn't mean this series is over. But the Lakers are not winning this series. If they had any chance, they had to get that game last night. They blew a 20-point lead. Anthony Davis, as he has been known to do every now and then, he had a great statistical game, gave you nothing in the fourth. Gave you nothing in the fourth quarter. And the Nuggets escape with an incredible finish.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And so how about this? This came out, I got to mention this. This came out early this morning, video footage. I don't know at what point in the game this happened, but the game's in Denver, so of course that means you have the Jokic brothers who are in attendance, who are thugs, who are total thugs, and there's some type of altercation, and both Jokic brothers are climbing over seats in the crowd, and one of them straight punches, just right cross, straight punches another fan in the face. No idea how that fan took it and didn't go down like a ton of bricks. And not really sure what took place after that, because the video then cuts out. But The Jokic brothers, one of them, straight up punches a fan right in the face. I don't know at what point in the game this took place, but I've been telling you this for a while. The Jokic brothers, they're held up for some reason as if they're cool. They're not cool. They're total thugs. They are bad guys. The bigger one, who's the bigger of the two really bigger ones, is the one who punched the guy yesterday, has been, they have criminal records. He's been accused of beating up a woman before. There is nothing fun or cool about these guys. They're criminal. They are thugs. And here's the thing, and I can't be the only one who's going to say this, but if Nikola Jokic was black, if it were a black player and his two very large black brothers were behaving this way, let alone punching other fans, would we all think it's so cool? I mean, you'd be calling for the player to be thrown out of the NBA, let alone the brothers. I mean, think about it. If the player were black and his two extremely large black brothers were consistently behaving in this way, in this fashion, let alone last night punching other fans, how cool would they be? How lovable would they be? They're total thugs. They're straight out of Eastern Promises. I don't understand how the NBA doesn't come down on these guys. I don't understand how there's anyone who thinks that these guys are likable or cool. There is nothing likable or cool about them. So tonight, though, three games in the association. Phoenix at Minnesota, Indiana at Milwaukee, Dallas at LA Clippers. My two biggest surprises from over the weekend were actually, I was probably surprised with all three of these games. My two biggest surprises was Dallas with a brutal effort at the Clippers. I felt that Dallas is going to win this series, and it was going to be a short series. Indiana obviously getting smoked by Milwaukee. I was surprised there because I still think Indiana's going to win this series. Matter of fact, here's what I got for you. I think Indiana is going to win the next four games. I thought they were going to sweep the Bucks from the get-go. I think Indiana's going to win the next four games, starting with tonight. So I expect a big bounce back by Indiana. I don't know what to expect from Dallas. It was such a pathetic effort in game number one. And I'm not surprised that Minnesota beat Phoenix the first game, but I am surprised they beat them the way they did, by 25 points. And there's a lot of pressure on the Suns. You know, they made those trades for Beal and Durant not to finish sixth in the West. And I think they're going to get bounced in the first round. I think it's Minnesota in seven. I expect Minnesota to win this game tonight. And if Minnesota wins this game tonight, you're going to hear a lot of people saying the Suns are done. I don't believe that's the case, even though they'll have to win four out of five against Minnesota. The Suns won all three games in the regular season against the Wolves, so they're certainly capable of going back home and protecting their home court. But I expect Minnesota to win this game tonight. I don't think it's going to be a 25-point game. I think we're most interested in that one, and then Indiana and Milwaukee, because I do think Indiana's going to come back really strong tonight. Dallas Clippers should be good also. I mean, Kyrie obviously is impossible to root for. I don't know what to expect out of the Mavericks. We got three really good games tonight. Spring sale season is in full bloom at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. We got incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lots. I've been telling you about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru for a while now. It's the only car dealership I send you to. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru promises to provide customers that exceptional experience we're all looking for when we're trying to get a new car. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. With an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles, they come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Go check out everything right now they have in stock. NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, I got my Panther shirt on. Carter Verhaeghe. I'm repping Carter Verhaeghe, who obviously scored the second goal a couple days ago, game one. We got game two tonight at 7:30. Not going. We got Passover here. We got a Seder in the Zaslow Mansion. So I will be watching right here with my boys. I am very excited. We'll do a ton of reaction tomorrow. I mean, just they played so fantastic in game number one. Defensively, they weren't allowing clean runs into their zone, the neutral zone. They did a terrific job really mucking it up there. The Lightning, it was a lot of dump and chase. That's exactly what the Panthers want. Stay out of the box. The Panthers did that for the most part. Special teams, Lightning are the best on the power play. Panthers are good penalty kill, but the Lightning are terrible 5-on-5, and that's the Panthers' strength. Stay out of the box. You play your normal defense, and the Panthers take a 2-0 series lead tonight. It's not going to be easy. 60 minutes. I'm going to be watching it hard for 60 minutes. It'd be nice to go up 3-0, although last night you had the New York Islanders go up 3-0 at Carolina. Hurricanes, they get two goals late in that game. They win 5-3. Huge disaster for the Islanders. But it'd be nice not to have to sweat out an empty net situation late in the game tonight. Anyway, very, very pumped up about the Panthers. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. That's where you get all the big deals on all your favorite local sports team apparel. If you haven't been to Caneswear in Davie lately, same plaza. They moved a few months ago. Same plaza, same great location, even bigger selection. Of course, Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes items, but they carry the biggest selection of all your favorite local sports teams. That's right. If you're on your way to the Panther game tonight, you stop at Caneswear. 2655 South University Drive. It's just south of 595. It's on the west side of University. You're on your way to the game. You stop at Caneswear. You pick up your new Florida Panther gear. You're looking for a Panther hat. You're looking for the sweater. You're looking for a shirt. Whatever you're looking for, get your Panther gear on the way to the game tonight at Caneswear. Hats, t-shirts, everything for all your local favorite teams. Caneswear is more than a store. It's an experience. Go to caneswear.com and find all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? We'll start out here with, all right, so post-game yesterday, Jamal Murray hits the game-winning shot. Brutal finish for the Lakers. Here's LeBron James. I mean, don't let LeBron, like LeBron, don't remind everybody that the Lakers shot more free throws by far than anyone else in the association this year. Go right ahead. Complain about blowing a 20-point lead as if it were the official's fault.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Nick game too. What are we doing?
This is not a big deal. No one wants to hear from LeBron complaining. He's the last guy anyone wants to hear from complaining. And I mean, you know, making your comments about the Knicks and Sixers. LeBron, game was going on at the same time as yours. You didn't see what was going on in that game just because you watched one highlight. Get the hell out of here. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. Speaking of which, Jamal Murray, Nuggets, final possession. How about the local Denver television final call?
LeBron, no! Porter's got it! Nuggets, 12 seconds remaining. They're not going to call timeout. 9 seconds remaining. Murray's got to go! Murray! Let's it fly! Yeah! Oh, my God!
The Nuggets pitch.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Excellent final call right there on Denver television. Finally, one more for you ass here. Big deal or not a big deal? Last night, the main event of Monday Night Raw, Rhea Ripley, she had to vacate last week her Women's World Championship because she's injured. So, They put the Women's World Championship on the line last night in the main event, a battle royal. And the final two, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan.
Becky backed up into the corner. Here comes Morgan, looking for oblivion. Caught by Becky. Bounces her face first off the turnbuckle. Becky Lynch, manhandle slam on the apron. Becky Lynch is the world champion.
Here is your winner and the new Women's World Champion, the man, Becky Lynch.
For the seventh time in her career, Becky Lynch is a world champion.
Oh, that's a big deal, obviously. I mean, Becky Lynch, the man, she wins her seventh world championship. She's going to be a great champion. I love Becky Lynch, and that's obviously a big deal. Really good finish, too. Liv Morgan, Liv Morgan's going to continue on and on as a bigger heel now because she lost another chance to win the world championship. I thought Liv Morgan was going to win because I figured, okay, she'll carry the title for a few months, and then when Rhea Ripley comes back, that's an obvious feud. But I would imagine right now, you're going to get a feud between Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan. And I think at some point, Liv Morgan is going to win that title from her to set up Rhea Ripley's return. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by where you get the big deals. Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive, caneswear.com. No matter which South Florida sports team you're rooting for, Caneswear is the spot. Miami fans shop, and that's a big deal or not. All right. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Whew. All right, my mood for the next couple days really depends on what happens with the Panthers tonight. Oh, by the way, okay. So tomorrow, really big week gets going for me. Starting tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m., filling in for Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. Me and Amber Wilson, that's right. So tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., me and Amber on ESPN Radio. Also, tomorrow morning, I am co-hosting The Lebatard Show with Dan Lebatard. So I will be in studio with those guys live on YouTube, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., extra hour, 2 hours local. So I'm going to be co-hosting with Lebatard tomorrow morning starting at 9 a.m. That's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you guys check it out. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six-packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.